Yeah, here's one of the guys who can tell you I'm okay, all right? Here, hold on. You want to call your mother or something?
You
gotta get back from here.
We've heard reports of secondary explosions after the aircraft impacted. Whether in fact there wasn't something else at the base of the towers that in fact were the coup de grace to bring them to the ground.
When you're down there, Dan, you hear smaller secondary explosions going off every 15 or 20 minutes. And so it is an extremely dangerous place to be.
And I'm surrounded by firefighters who are just watching helplessly. They've had to suspend their rescue operation, and they're just watching a burning hulk of building right now. The front part of the World Trade Center has completely sheared off, as well as many of the upper floors. And every few minutes you'll hear like a small sort of a rumbling sound, almost like an explosion sound, and another chunk of it will come flying down into the street.
Rick Sanchez has been there throughout this morning for us. Rick, tell us where you are and what the latest is.
Well, I'm in that area, if you're familiar with this area, where West Broadway and Hudson come together, right at Chambers. That would put us about a block and a half away from the site of where the explosion was. That area has just been evacuated because police have found what they describe it as a suspicious device, and they fear that it might be something that could lead to another explosion. Obviously, there's a real sense of caution here on the part of police. I spoke with some police officials moments ago, Chris, and they told me that they have reason to believe that one of the explosions at the World Trade Center, aside from the ones that may have been caused by the impact of the plane with the building, may have been caused by a van that was parked in the building that may have had some type of explosive device in it. So their fear is that there may have been explosive device planted either in the building or in the adjacent area, and that's why they're being so cautious.
We heard another explosion, and I'm assuming that's the one that came from the lower level, since there were two. And
right, because it was like 18 minutes apart.
Well, the first explosion, and there was a second explosion in the same building. There were two explosions.
Okay.
Federal agencies that were down there do believe that there was some sort of explosive device somewhere else besides the planes hitting.
NBC's Pat Dawson is close to the scene of that attack. Pat?
Just moments ago, I spoke to the chief of safety for the New York City Fire Department, Chief Albert Turry. He received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. He tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And then an hour after the first hit here, or the first crash that took place, he said there was another explosion that took place in one of the towers here. He thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building. The second device, he speculates, was probably planted in the building.
First one and then the other, some say after secondary explosions.
We understand now there has been a secondary explosion on Tower 2.
If you wish to bring anybody who's ever watched a building being demolished on purpose knows that if you're going to do this, you have to get at the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down.
I'm in a building, so I'm clear enough. Sorry, you said the bomb?
What'd you say?
Bomb in the building, start clearing up. Got it.
So tell me how you're feeling. How did you get there? What happened to you?
I worked for the Trade Center, one of the carpenters, and I was going to go do a job. And I got on the elevator, and the freight elevator, and I heard the first explosion, and the elevator blew up, the doors blew up, and it dropped. And I was lucky that the elevator got caught between two floors.
Which floors?
The B levels, the basement levels, with all the all the mechanics on.
There was another big, big explosion in the other tower. Flames coming out in this billowing gray smoke. People still not panicking. People not.
not quite understanding what was going on. Then somebody said that they saw an airliner going to one of those towers. Then, an hour later than that, we... had that big explosion from much, much lower. I don't know what on earth caused that.
At 10:30, I tried to leave the building, but as soon as I got outside, I heard a second explosion and another rumble and more smoke and more dust. I ran inside the buildings. The chandelier shook, and again, black smoke filled the air. Within another 5 minutes, we were covered again with more silt and more dust. And then a fire marshal came in and said we had to leave because if there was a third explosion, this building might not last.
As we were getting our gear on and making our way to the stairway, heavy-duty explosions.
Some of the people out, then there's those secondary explosions and then subsequent collapses. So I don't know how many people were in there. I know there was a lot of firefighters. But...
New York's bravest never had a chance.
We really never even got that close to the building. The explosion blew and it knocked everybody over.
The FBI is here, as you can see. They had roped this area off. They were taking photographs and securing this area just prior to that huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
Most of the victims so far were people outside the blown-up buildings.
Like, it sounded like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
To me, it sounded like an explosion, then the building, the rolling sound, sounded like the building collapsed.
The floors collapsed down. I saw it blow, and then ran like hell. Thank God. 69, but I can still run.
It just went boom, it was like a bomb went off. And it was like holy hell coming down them stairs. And then when we finally got to the bottom, they were coming out on a mezzanine level there. And then other explosions came right from it, because everyone's flying.
Yeah, I just saw that as well. The second tower, the only one that was standing, tower number one, we saw some kind of explosion, a lot of smoke come out at the top of the tower, and then it collapsed down onto the street.
Next thing we know, it was boom, and the floor started shaking. And then we saw debris fall down, and next thing we know, we had to get out of the building. We stuck on the stairs for a while. We finally got down to the lobby. Then we get to the lobby, it was this big explosion.
Well, me and Mr. Hess, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor.
I was making my way to the foot of the World Trade Center. Suddenly, while talking to an officer who was questioning me about my press credentials, we heard a very loud blast, an explosion. We looked up, and the building literally began to collapse.
That was obviously one of our CNN producers who's on the call. Rose, what do you got?
I'm about a block away, and there were several people that were hanging out the windows right below where the plane crashed, when suddenly you saw the top of the building start to shake, and people began leaping from the windows in the north side of the building. You saw two people at first plummet, and then a third one, and then the entire top of the building just blew up, and splinters of debris are falling on the street.
When I try to save people, in a moment we heard a big explosion coming down. Everything just went black. Everything came down, glass started popping. People got hurt, stuff went on top of them. And it was a big explosion, and everything got dark, real dark, like snow. You can see behind me, this is not snow, this is all from the building. It was a terrible nightmare.
Because I was down in the basement, all of a sudden we heard a loud bang, and the elevator doors blew open. Some guy was burnt up, so I dragged him out. His skin was all hanging off.
The streets of the financial district covered with debris, in some cases ankle deep. Cars on fire, cars just turned by the force of the explosions. It was like something no one had ever seen.
This huge, incredible force of wind and debris actually came up the stairs, knocked my helmet off, knocked me to the ground.
I was about five blocks away when I heard explosions, three thuds, and turned around to see the building we just got out of. Antenna tip over and fall in on itself.
We started on floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like as if it had detonated.
Yeah, detonated.
Take down a building.
I go downstairs, the foreman tells me to go to remove the containers. As I'm walking by the main freight car of the building in the corridor, that's when I got blown. I mean, the impact of the explosion, of whatever happened, it threw me to the floor, and that's when everything started.
This was clearly, the way the structure is collapsing, this was the result of something that was planned. This is not, it's not accidental. that the first tower just happened to collapse and then the second tower just happened to collapse in exactly the same way. How they accomplished this, we don't know.
I tell you what, a person who believes that this wasn't set up by our own government is an idiot.